This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah, there you are, traveler. Come inside, hang up your coat, put your feet by the fire, and I shall bring you what you so desperately seek. Rude Tales of Magic.
Previously on Rude Tales of Magic, after days and days of travel through the teenage woods, our heroes find themselves at what they thought would be a safe haven, Albie's house. They found the house to be completely abandoned except for one soul, Albie's older brother Casper, who reveals that Albie has been dead for 2 years.
Albie, is that true?
Wait.
Bello, come on. Casper, what are you talking about?
Albie, have you been dead this whole time and you didn't tell me?
I would have told you if I was dead.
I would hope so.
Wouldn't you know if I was dead?
I would think so.
Casper, wouldn't I know if I was dead?
How is this happening?
What made you think that?
What do you mean, what made me think that when you died? 2 years ago, you went into the Forbidden Zone and you've just been dead ever since.
What is the Forbidden Zone?
It's where you went.
I went to school.
What do you mean?
Do you mean, what is school?
No, I know the concept of school. You went to Forbidden Zone.
Oh, I see. Polaris University.
I see what's going on. Your family hates education, and so I see that...
All right, you need
who's
to
this?
Step back, stir fry.
Stir fry. A pleasure to meet you, kind sir.
What are you doing? What are you doing with my sister?
These are my friends.
I'm sorry. No, hold on. You're dead. I know you're dead. I remember you being dead.
Okay, I'm starting to feel like I'm in trouble.
You are in trouble. You know what? You are in trouble. Because if you're alive, that means it's been 2 years where I thought you were dead.
Well, I don't remember 2 years passing since the last time I saw you. I mean, I was here over the holiday break, and then I went back to school.
Well, I pretty clearly remember there were 2 whole years where you were dead. We couldn't, there was no body, and we had a funeral.
Okay,
Where have you been?
Albie.
What?
Albie.
Bella, what?
No!
How long?
No!
No!
Where have you been?
I went to school, and I was at school, and then school vanished, and then I was in the forest.
What's our last name?
What do you mean, what's our last name?
What's
it's
our
Dawn.
Last name? Okay.
Dawn. Albie. I'm Albie, it's me.
How many siblings do you have?
12 and counting?
How many years have you been at school?
What's going
Stop
on
doing
here,
this.
Bello?
Stop. You have 12 siblings and counting.
That's what Mom always says.
What's Mom's name?
Beatrix.
Okay. What's Dad's name?
Alfred.
Okay.
You know we name...
What's Dad's name?
Dad's name is Zenith because we go alphabetically and then when you reach Z in the family, you go back to the start again.
Okay. Did I break my arm when I was 10?
I broke your arm when you were 10.
Where have you been?
I told you, I went to school, and this is my friend Cordelia, and we did we did like a ritual as part of our sorority thing, and then she said we had to go,
yeah,
but just for a little bit, and so we left, and then we met these people, and then school was gone, and nobody seemed to remember it, and now... We're here, and I've been here this whole time.
He puts his hand out to you.
Okay. I take his hand very firmly.
Okay. He puts his other hand. He's trying to initiate a handshake here.
Mm-hmm.
He puts his other hand out. What do you do?
So now I'm holding both his hands, but then I sort of shoulder under his arms to, like, go back to back with him.
Okay, you guys are back to back.
Uh-huh.
What do you do now?
Now I bend my knee so that our hooves are touching.
Okay, your hooves touch, and he turns around. He's shocked. There's like tears in his eyes. Where have you been? What? We thought you were dead.
Casper, I'm so sorry. I don't remember anything weird happening out, you know, before the school went away. But since then, everything has been really confusing. And
when did the school go away?
Two days.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to piece everything together. You, last I saw you 2 years ago, you went off to the Forbidden Zone. You were lost. We thought you were dead.
Did I say I was going to the Forbidden Zone?
I think so. You had like a dream to go to the Forbidden Zone. It's foggy. Mom and Dad like took you there, which is, I'm thinking about it now. It's insane
Mom
that they would
Dad.
Do that. I don't know. I like haven't thought about it in 2 years. It's a hazy memory now, but the last 2 days it's been really bad.
Wait,
how did you get here?
We walked here.
Just right through the front door?
Well, it was, no, my friend Cordelia had to break the door down.
Were you followed?
Gosh, I mean, wait, why?
So you don't know?
Well, there, we met.
I need a yes or a no on this. Were you followed?
I don't know, Casper, we met a lot of people, and some of them definitely hated us, and some didn't hate us as much.
Okay, the next few minutes are gonna be not fun.
For me?
For anybody.
What are you gonna do?
We're gonna find out if you were followed.
You're gonna have to start giving me something.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, it's been about 2 days ago. Things have been bad since you died 2 years ago, but you didn't die since whatever happened with the Forbidden Zone. It's been bad, but the last 2 days, there's been all sorts of things just sort of like around, and I can't totally describe them, but they're the worst things I've ever seen in my life. And one of them is just like sort of in our yard a lot, and I don't know when it comes or goes. And I tried to leave before, and it sort of cornered me, and I had to run back in here.
So there's some kind of monster in our yard keeping you inside?
This is like a wild animal, but it's like from a nightmare.
Oh.
It's sort of like, I feel like it's like trapped me in the house a little bit.
Why is the entrance flooded?
Look, Mom and Dad got taken. A lot of our stuff got stolen.
Okay.
I wanted to go to the Soaking Valley, which I know we're not supposed to go to.
Yeah.
And I need to go to Soaking Valley, and I want to find somebody and get to the bottom of where Mom and Dad are.
Okay, well, let's go. Let's go now.
Do you want to just leave right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Let me just, does somebody have something they don't care about that's, like, small?
I have a deck of cards.
Jesus Christ. What, you're dead, though, right?
Oh, I've died.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude to you guys.
Guys, this is my brother,
sort of
Casper.
A private moment. I know you, Cordelia.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. What did you say?
Stir Fry. Pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
It's nice to meet you.
My name is Lord Frederick de Bairnsby.
Okay. I'm Casper.
I'm Bello.
Okay. Sorry, I was a little rude to you earlier.
No, it's cool, dude. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Albie smiles because Bello is polite.
What's going
on? Nothing.
Can I talk to you privately?
Yeah.
I'll keep this deck of cards when you need it.
Yeah, just give it a sec.
Can I borrow the ace? I want to win for once.
What's up, Casper?
What's up with him?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't think he was gonna be a person I was gonna do with. What? This
Jesus.
Isn't important right now.
Okay, I know, Jesus, Albie.
I've
okay.
seen some of the posters you put on your wall, so.
Yeah, so what?
So exactly.
All right, but I just. Okay, hi, everyone. Do you have a deck of cards you don't care about?
Just one of the cards out of the deck. Let's not get greedy.
Okay, let me just, I'll take that card. Can I just have everyone, can I just have you guys stand back?
Okay.
Yeah.
Casper, are you okay?
No. I'm doing a test right now to see if the thing is in the yard.
Okay.
And if it's not, we're going to need to run at full speed.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
The very dangerous animal.
Okay.
Oh, wait, should we weapons out?
Do you guys have weapons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Why would I know you guys had weapons?
No,
yeah,
totally.
No, you're right. I mean, it's been a weird few days for all of us.
So you guys have had a bad 2 days, too.
Yeah.
Highs and lows. Highs and lows.
Are you guys from the Forbidden Zone? What's the...
I would love to find out what this Forbidden Zone is.
It's a zone that's existed for as long as I've known. It's like, I don't know, like 30, 40 miles... To the west of here, and it's where Albie went 2 years ago and died. We've just been, I've always known you don't go to the Forbidden Zone. But, okay, you're right. No, you're right. You didn't die. It's where Albie, I thought, went 2 years ago and died. Or you survived? Did you live? What was in there?
I still don't feel like I went there, but okay.
We're experiencing competing realities. It's a common situation in many ancient texts about various magical problems and situations. And
all right, Fred, you don't have to be so smug about it.
Well, I'm not trying to be smug. I'm just saying it's clearly what's happening. And it's fascinating, and I love it.
But you're all from what I know as the Forbidden Zone.
Of course.
And you're saying it's a school.
We think we went to school. You think she went to a forbidden zone. She might not even be the sister you remember.
Oh, come on.
We could be in a separate reality. Have you all heard about the string theory?
Wait. Mr. DeBonesby, they did a handshake.
My apologies.
Albie, does that mean that we're friends across multiple realities?
It could be. Sorry, I don't want to spoil your moment. Go ahead, I'm so excited.
That's okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this can be very fun for us in a little bit. But I'm gonna throw a card out there. We're going to see what happens. And if the coast is clear, we're going to run. And Albie, we got to go to Soaking Valley.
Okay,
because that's the only lead I have. Is to find somebody at the Delighted Wife at Soaking Valley.
Well, we gotta find Mom and Dad, so let's go.
Okay. I'll take the instruction card. Okay, everyone just stand back.
Bello draws his staff.
Cordelia has her crossbow up.
Stir Fry also takes out his crossbow.
Frederick gets his freaking magical fingers ready, baby.
Albie puts her hand on Casper's shoulder and stands ready.
Okay, for real, stand back. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, whap. Okay, just give it 10 seconds. Okay, let's go. He bolts out of the house. Follow me.
Stir Fry starts flipping behind him and do like little jumps and resting to see where he's going. Little jumps and rest and see where he's going.
Yeah, let's get one for everyone. How you guys running?
Bello does the Naruto run.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have. I guess that's clear. Yeah.
I think Albie is probably running at full speed. And
he's just started running. It's like you've got a pretty big yard. He's still in the yard.
Cool.
I still want to do that thing where I have a crossbow and then I have a flashlight, like a cop.
Can you create light or fire?
Minor illusion. So I'll do a little light.
I'm holding up the skirt of my robe with two hands up daintily so that I can really get a full high knee up with all of my running.
Beautiful.
Does it reveal bony shins?
Of course. Okay. It's all bones, baby.
Okay, as you're running, you hear the creaking of wood and a snap. And suddenly, the worst thing you have ever seen crashes through the trees. A 12 by 20 wound emerges. A pulsating sack of bleeding, exposed flesh crawls toward you. A dozen skinned goat's legs support the immense weight of this putrid beast. It moves faster than it looks like it should be able to move. You hear the buzz of hundreds of flies surrounding the creature, undercut only by the cooing of a baby coming out of its human-sized mouth. A small child's flayed face smiles at you, its eyes stretched 6 feet across the rest of its body.
The pupils spill around like yolks on an egg fried sunny side up, unable to focus on anything.
Bello shifts out of the Naruto run and goes into a normal run.
Yeah, I hike up my skirt even higher.
As it starts to move towards you, a bird sort of like tries to fly out of the way, just like that was in the yard. A bird tries to fly out of the way. The bird doesn't quite make it, though. This thing moves faster than it seems like it should be able to move. And the bird, upon coming into contact with this thing's skin, is ripped inside out with a pop and a shriek.
Oh, just from touching it?
Yep, just from touching
it. Go back inside! Go back inside!
No! Run!
We keep running!
Casper is running forward. It is it's to the right of you guys. It's about 100, 150 feet to your right.
Is there any kind of place where the field narrows, or there are trees where we can like kind of weave through?
Yeah, this is your front yard, and you're familiar with it. There's trees. It's about like once every 20 feet or so, there's like a well manicured tree. This is a yard that's been like taken care of.
Okay.
But about 100, 150 feet to you, this thing is starting to close the distance, though.
Okay.
I would like to continue running.
Yes, you guys are running. Casper
is running with you guys, and he just shouts, eyes forward, don't look at it.
Casper, where did this thing come from?
I don't know, just run!
I'm running!
As he said, I'm actually going to need all of you guys to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh, natural 20, baby.
18.
12.
8.
14.
Albie, you got a natural 20. Everybody else is scared. You become horrified of this. You can't totally like listen to direction right now. So Casper has shouted not to look at it. When you inevitably do look back at it, you notice that it seems to be moving a good 40 miles an hour. It is like, it's really moving quickly. The legs are moving smoothly, almost like the legs of like a centipede. And it is just like really coming in at you guys close. It doesn't look like you're necessarily going to be able to get onto the road before this thing either intercepts you or comes into contact with you.
My word! This is disgusto con carne!
The baby just keeps cooing and crying.
Oh my god. I hate it!
I grab Cordelia, I hook Cordelia's arm, and I am running faster with her.
Mm-hmm.
It closes in on you guys. It's closed. It's closed about 40 feet, pretty quickly. It's getting closer to you guys.
Casper, what do we do?
Run!
I'm running. What?
Run faster! I don't want.
Okay, I think I'm gonna turn around and just shoot a crossbow into it.
Yeah, go for it.
Cordelia, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm shooting a crossbow into it. Okay, I rip my arm away from Albie because I'm terrified, and I turn and I shoot my crossbow, and I hit it.
You do hit it. Yeah. Yes, it goes right into it.
Yeah.
The crossbow, this is like a flayed creature.
Mm-hmm.
The crossbow hits it, and a high-powered stream of blood starts shooting out of it, and the arrow just sort of sticks there and begins to dissolve very quickly. The baby sort of like its face sort of like focuses in a little on you. Its eyes cannot focus. They are stretched past the point of functionality, but it is sort of it's got you in what you must assume is its sights, and it starts cooing at you. Yeah, but that's not, I mean, you can tell me how much damage it takes.
Okay,
it
takes 6 damage.
Great.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Shit.
Cordelia, come on, just keep going, keep
running. It doesn't look like it's any more hurt. It doesn't look, I mean, it's very hurt, because it's literally bleeding.
At that moment, sort of like a like Tetsuo and Akira, like a little baby's arm forms out of it next to the wound. The arm sort of like moves itself and it like puts its hand down to cover the wound and stop the blood. And the hand is sort of like absorbed back into it. The bleeding stops. It keeps cooing and moving at you. It closes in another 20 feet.
Oh, my God.
Well, if we're going to stand and fight, then I suppose I'll do my part. And I stop and turn around to cast a firebolt, and I get caught up in my own skirt, drop back down again, and I trip and I fall.
Great. Did you get a one?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Okay. You go to cast a fireball. Oh, no! Did you try casting the fireball?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to set the yard. You're setting some of the yard on fire. You create a little bit of an inferno near you. You're going to need to try to get away from that fire. Casper turns back. What are you doing? Don't fight it. Just run. Run away from it. The baby is just, it is just closing in on you guys, and it is cooing. As it gets closer, you notice that its legs are not necessarily even completely attached to it. They seem to just be growing from it at will. And when it's done with them, the rotting legs just fall down behind it. So that's a new detail you've noticed about this creature, which is charging you.
Who's the slowest?
Frederick is prone on the ground. You have fallen, and you are surrounded by fire.
It's like a slippery turtle in the dew.
How far back from the rest of us is DeBonesby right now?
Probably about 30 to 40 feet.
Okay.
Stir fry, Mr. DeBonesby, I'll save you. I won't leave anywhere without my DeBonesby.
Casper grabs you by the arm and pulls you. Don't be an idiot! And he's like dragging you.
Mr. So I'm being like dragged.
You can make a strength check to try to break out of it if you want.
It's like I think Stir Fry like pretends to.
Wow, he makes a big show out of it.
Yeah. He's found his limit.
Let me go. Let me go, Mr. DeBonesman. Stretching out my hand and like, you know.
He like loves that he's being restrained.
Yeah. He really makes a big show of being restrained.
Bello says, shut up, Stir Fry. And then Bello turns around and runs and tries to look away, but runs back towards DeBonesby. As I do, my chiseled form becomes more fluid. I bend over, my hands touching dirt as my arms extend. My flowing locks grow into a somehow more lustrous mane. My feet thunder with a power they have not known. Feet? No, hooves. I rear up on my hind legs and let out a powerful whinny, completing my transformation into a horse.
Help me!
Badass.
Now Stir Fry says to Albie, Albie, did you see that?
This beautiful, majestic scene occurs in the middle of just gruesome, hellish chaos. And as you run towards Frederick DeBonesby to aid him, as you get closer to him, though, the baby wound closes another 40, 50 feet easily. This puts him extremely close to Frederick. They are soon to make contact if something is not done quickly.
I say, get up!
Ah, a talking horse!
Get on me!
Okay.
All right, so Bello reaches down with his, like, horse teeth, and he grabs an obviously addled Frederick DeBonesby by the collar, flinging him up into the air with a thrust of his neck. Frederick lands back down onto Bello's horseback. This baby wound demon creature is, I'd say, within 10 feet of you at this moment. You can hear it cooing and cawing. The sound of the flies buzzing around it, picking at its exposed flesh, are close to deafening. You guys can barely hear each other as it just begins to close in on you. As it gets closer and closer, though, it starts to slow down, and you can see it's almost just taking you in curiously.
As that happens, now that DeBonesby is on me, I do turn around and start to gallop away from it.
Yeah, as you gallop, DeBonesby, if you look around, you'll see that right to your side, the baby is keeping pace with you, and it's maintaining about 10 feet from you guys as it just sort of curiously looks at you and takes you in.
Yeah, and them doing the same back, baby.
It awful. Just awful.
Just as before, a baby's hand sort of emerges from the side of the flesh, and it starts to just stretch out further and further, and it's reaching towards you. It seems like it wants to touch you.
Oh. I whinny.
So you guys are, I assume you're catching up with the group. You are probably, in fact, about to eclipse them.
Yeah.
The baby quickens its pace and starts to move in front of the group, trying to block them off.
Bella the horse, I think this is inevitable.
Casper, what is this thing? How do we stop it? It's about to get us. I want to stop it and save...
I don't know. Bank hard left. Hard left.
Everybody left.
Okay.
Now that we've returned to the group and I realize that the attempts to outrun it aren't really working, I transform back into Bello's normal shape.
And I fall.
You fall.
Wait, did we stop? Well, are we cut off?
You guys have been cut off. Casper told you to bank hard left.
Okay.
It cut you off from the right. It sort of like moved from the right to stop you guys. Casper told you guys to bank hard left. As far as I can tell, everybody, I mean, like, who is moving to the left when you said that?
I mean, I am still attached to Casper.
Casper has you. You're going with him.
I'm flailing away going,
Yeah, I'm following Albie.
I don't know what we're doing. Have we stopped?
Go left.
All right. I
grab his hand.
Run left, I suppose.
As you start to, you are the closest to it at this moment. As you start to run, you get just a horrible sinking sensation as you can feel your coat behind you being sort of ripped inside out. Mm. And a enormous, it seems like it's almost like one baby's arm came out reaching for you, and when it got as far as it could reasonably go, more baby's arms sort of extended out, holding each of them by the end. It's probably, let's say, 11 or 12 lengths of baby's arms were reaching out at you while you guys talked to each other, and it one of them grabbed at your coat, which has ripped and torn itself inside out. Somehow blood is coming out of your coat.
No!
Wait, Bella.
That snaps me out of it.
Yeah.
You're going to mess with my finery?
It's got your coat, and the coat has been ripped inside out, and somehow organic material is on the inside of coat, which is bleeding.
You got coat bloody and ripped.
Right.
So I do burning hands on it. I just immediately, instinctively, I see my nice jacket getting ripped up. I'm not even registering the horror of the fact that somehow it's bleeding. I just think blood got on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I fan my fingers out, and I cast burning hands. I unleash a big fan of fire at the multiple people.
You do set it on fire, but it only takes 5 fire damage. The fire just sort of spreads across all of it, and it burns the flesh of it. Its flesh is now coated in, its exposed flesh is now coated in burns. But
that's what I wanted.
It doesn't appear to be daunted or even particularly bothered by that, but the putrid smell of burning flesh is now heavy in the air as it continues to coo at you.
It still has my coat.
Still has your coat, and it's pulling your coat back into itself.
I want to keep throwing stuff at it, so I'm going to throw my crossbow at it, which seems like a very bad call. But
I mean, you're terrified.
Really scared.
Yeah.
Okay, so I turn quickly and I see that Mr. DeBonesby is like caught. And in my panic, I just throw the one thing that I'm holding still, which is my crossbow, right into its face.
In doing that, you go to... Yeah, you just don't quite let go of it in time, and you actually trigger it, shooting it down into the ground. I'm going to need you to make a dex saving throw to see if it hits you in the foot or not.
7.
You get hit in the foot by your own crossbow. Oh, can you roll for damage?
Ow!
Jesus Christ!
Cordelia!
I rolled a 1.
Cordelia shoots her foot off.
My foot just exploded.
You hit an artery.
What's your HP?
Cordelia
12.
Got an 8.
12! Oh, fucking God! Guys! Alright, you do 8 damage to your...
Oh.
You lose the foot.
I'm scared.
You lose the foot.
I'm scared.
You don't necessarily lose the foot, but you certainly are scared. You're just worse now, too. You've pinned your foot to the ground with a crossbow.
So I come to a screeching halt and probably completely fall over, hitting my face.
You know what? And the 8 damage, let's say, covers that damage too. Okay, so you come to, you have fallen to the ground.
Yeah.
Casper looks back and he's disgusted. He is, and not with the animal, he's like looking at what he is. He looks at Albie and just says, pathetic.
What? You wouldn't even leave the house.
Pathetic. This is why. You, everyone, run. And he points left in the direction that you guys were going. And he goes, now, run. And he like makes eye contact with all of you and goes, run where I'm pointing.
Where is, how far back is Cordelia?
She was right next to you when
okay,
this happened.
Okay, so can I grab her and pull her?
You can try to help pull her up, yeah.
It's a 3.
You go to pull her up and it's not working.
Okay. Cordelia, you have to get up.
I can't. I really... Did you see what I did?
Yeah, I saw. I'm looking at Casper.
It's okay. I got this. And my boy Bello wild shapes again. Back into a horse, baby.
Stir Fry says, follow Casper! Stop it, you freaks! Come with us, Mr. DeBonesby! Don't be a fool! I have your ace, by the way.
I run. I turn around and I run. Yeah, it's how are you guys going to play this?
Yeah, what are we doing? I'm running.
Yeah.
Nothing works, so I'm running.
I'm stuck until I get overtaken, essentially.
Well, I turned into a horse so you could get on me and ride away.
Okay, all right, I'm going to grab your mane. Sorry, Bello.
It's okay, I do like a...
And so I'm up.
Yeah, so we're galloping left.
I still have the arrow in my foot.
It is still in your foot.
I'm not afraid.
You are not afraid.
So I'm going to turn around.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk towards it. Walk, not run.
Okay.
Okay. Hey!
I'd run right past you as you're doing this.
Good luck!
Yeah, everyone is everyone is just like making space. But as you do that, the wound baby, it turns and it stops and it like coos at you.
Hey! I take out my pan flute.
Mm-hmm.
Toot, 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 toot.
You completed the pattern musically, so the baby just looks at you sort of confusedly.
And don't then complete the pattern.
Toot, 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 toot. And it takes every ounce of self-control not to complete the pattern.
Okay.
And then I look at it.
The baby, like, looks at you and sort of... This is the most disgusting thing you have ever seen in your life. The baby... Tim believes it.
Sold.
I hate it. I hate this thing so much. It's gross and yucky upon beyond measure.
The buzzing of the flies, they start to die down and the flies are all just sort of landing on it. The baby looks at you. You have left the 2 notes to be completed in the pattern. The mouth from earlier opens up on the side of the baby.
Disgusting.
And a booming, awful, echoing voice says,
I clap. Yay!
The baby, its 2 arms sort of like are born out of the front of it, like right next to its face, and they start moving together to try to clap. They can't quite make it happen, though.
I just keep patiently clapping, like, in front of it to see if I can teach it.
Okay. It's trying to move its... Let's try this. It's trying to move its hands back and forth. I'm going to do a dex roll to see if it's capable of clapping. It is just like, you can tell this thing is just getting its motor skills. In some ways, it's extremely agile and able to move more quickly than any animal of this size should be able to. But in other ways, it is just learning how to use its body and seems like it is a week old in certain ways. 18. Okay. It well, it does it. It manages to clap its hands together, but when the sound that the hands make when they touch isn't like a clap sound, it is the sound of like fingernails on a chalkboard and your own voice being your own recorded voice being played back to you if you've never heard it before. It is that like level of discomfort
It's an impossible to describe sound, but you do. That is the sound you hear. And I need you to roll a wisdom saving throw.
19.
Okay, you are still not scared of this thing. Which, I mean, hats off to you, Albie. I not to editorialize, but I couldn't. Okay, it does it again. It pulls its hands back, and it starts to move them back to clap them again. It is going to try to clap a second time.
Oh, God.
It successfully claps. You're going to have to roll. It's the same sound as before, but actually it's a different sound this time. This time it's the sound of somebody you respect doing something that makes you lose that respect for them.
Oh, God. Oh. Natural 20.
Wow. Okay, you know what? You are, like, you're nailing this. You are undeterred by this thing. Now, all future claps that this baby makes, like, you are able to take those in stride. One of the hands, though, reaches out and starts reaching towards you. It's moving slowly, but it's come in towards you.
Albie kind of holds her breath. I'm holding my breath, and I'm sort of searching my body for any kind of fear reflexes. And I notice that, like, my hair isn't bristling up or anything, and so I sort of very, very tentatively reach my hand back out.
To touch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're, like, I'm, like, looking.
Yeah. You can see this.
We noticed by now? Because I thought we were running.
You guys were running, but if you want to look back, you are looking at Albie about to touch the thing that turns you inside out mm-hmm. when you touch it, which we've seen twice. One time with a bird that it ripped inside out. One time with an inorganic piece of clothing that it made organic when it ripped inside out.
Albie.
When I hear Stir Fry yell or, like, say Albie, I finally turn around. Albie, what are you doing?
When I hear Cordelia, I gallop around to, like, turn us both around.
You all wheel around to see, to your shock and horror, Albie, more than 30 feet behind you, standing alone, reaching out to this horrible thing. Not to fight. Free of any sort of context, this would almost be a beautiful and heartwarming moment. She reaches out. An impossible, misshapen hand from the depths of hell reaches out towards Albie. They get closer and closer. They both seem hypnotized by each other. A pulsating, inside-out finger that seems to bleed of its own accord. They're within an inch of each other. The world is completely silent, except for Albie's heartbeat and the gentle, baby-like cooing of the creature. Closer and closer.
And then I touch it.
You touch it?
Yeah.
Your hand touches it?
Yeah.
Okay. Which hand?
My right hand.
Okay. Can you make a constitution saving throw?
Yeah. Fuck.
How you doing, folks? It's me, the world-renowned and beloved Dungeon Master Branson Reese. But I'm not here to talk about myself. No, oh no, I'm here to talk about our Patreon, which exists and you can subscribe to it. You know, if you're liking the show, and I know you are, you're listening to an ad in the middle of it. I know you're liking the show. What you're going to want to do is hop on over to the Patreon and subscribe. We have got hours of bonus audio content. We've got a separate show that we have. It's a Patreon exclusive. We have all sorts of art that is it's made by the, you know, we got a few artists in the cast and crew, and we've got exclusive art just for you, just for the patrons. We've also got a Discord, which is it's popping off. People are having a blast. Our fans are going hog wild on this Discord. And if you want to get invited to it, all you got to do is join our Patreon. And we got a real special treat. We have something called Elf Lords. If you subscribe at a certain level, we will thank you by name on the show. And if you'd like to be an Elf Lord, you know, it's just a click away.
Patreon. Get clicking.
And then I touch it.
You touch it?
Yeah.
Your hand touches it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Which hand?
My right hand.
Okay, can you make a constitution saving throw?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Wait, can I? When I see that she touches it, I want to grab Bello's mane and turn him so he faces me and say, Cheddar!
As you do this, time freezes. In the split second, right as Albie's hand is connecting with the baby's hand, time freezes, and the horse's eyes, which were the human intelligence of Bello behind them, they were beautiful, even hot eyes, even on this horse.
Thank
you.
I knew it.
They shift quickly into a horse's enormous scared eye. Whatever horse this was conjured from, that real horse exists for a split second. It is terrified. And then those eyes turn into eyes that you do recognize, and they are Cheddar. It is just you and Cheddar, and time is frozen in this. As Cheddar looks up and goes, Oh, how you doing?
Oh, God.
Looksy-daisy, I'm a horse. I got a big old wiener.
What? I was cursed. This is crazy.
Wait, you were cursed.
Nothing. I'm talking about something different. Oh, Cheddar.
Why, Joe? I was in the middle of a conversation.
Cheddar, I need you to focus for a second.
I'm focused.
Or for
focus
millennium.
Focus on my big old horse dick.
Jesus.
Woo!
Okay. Have you enjoyed this moment?
I got my kicks.
Fantastic. So, can you see over there?
I honestly can see over there better than I can see over here. My eyes aren't. What's going on with my vision?
Okay, you have prey eyes. So your eyes are
prey
on the
eyes?
Well, because you're not
predator.
A predator. Well, you are, but
I'm
the horse is prey.
Okay.
So your vessel.
I'm a vessel.
Can you see that giant wound and my friend standing next to it?
He turns his head, and there you feel the shock of tension go through his entire body. Goes, holy fuck! It's Kevin.
Kevin?
No, Kevin.
Kevin?
With a B.
Keb. In?
Don't call him Keb.
I won't. I'm sorry.
You're not friends with this guy.
I sure amped.
As he's screaming, sure amped. I guess that is what it would be. You sure am it. Cheddar is making a real ruckus, and as he does this, Kevin, who you now know is named Kevin, who is also unfrozen in time, turns
shit.
Over and looks at you and starts moving and he's cooing and cackling.
Okay, Cheddar.
What's happening to Albie?
You are still frozen in the exact same spot
okay. You
were. This is, we got this time down to the instant that it was about to make contact with you. It retracts the hand away from you. The hand moves forward and it starts... Whereas before the goat legs were coming out, it is now just sort of like more and more baby arms are coming out of it, and it is pulling itself all across the grass. Grass is sticking to it. It is sticky flesh, and it just has blades of grass covering its body, and they are sticking to it. The flies begin buzzing again, and Cheddar goes, What did you fuck?
fucking bring me here for?
Look, I don't know, but we have to get away from this thing. If you want coupons to your restaurant.
Dude, fuck the coupons!
Fuck the coupons!
Fuck the fucking coupon! Get the fuck out of here!
No, wait, this is a fuck the coupon situation?
This is a fuck the coupon situation!
Then you need to help me get out of it.
What do you fucking want me to do?
I'm your employee! You're responsible for me!
Okay, well, this is gonna be another union problem for old Jenna then, because...
Exactly.
You guys got a union... Don't unionize, but, you know, don't do it.
Oh, well, hook me up with everybody, their contact information.
Kevin is coming! Grab me away from Kevin!
Wait... Cheddar, please.
I'll do anything.
Tell me a
secret. I'll do anything.
What's going on with Kevin? How do I defeat them? What do I do?
Well, you defeat Kevin?
Yes.
You get away from Kevin. You don't defeat Kevin. You just don't be near Kevin.
How? We can't seem to outrun Kevin.
Maybe throw a ball or something. He's stupid as shit.
Throw things. Distract him?
I don't. Just make me. I want to go away. Why can't I go away?
Because I don't know, actually.
Oh, I guess I can't. And he blips out of reality. The horse. There is that moment again where it is just a horse before Bello takes over. You have a moment where a very startled horse is looking at you. And then Bello's eyes sort of like pop back into the horse.
Okay. We got a Kevin situation.
Nobody knows who Kevin is.
We got a Kevin situation.
Kevin is moving towards you. Time is unfrozen now, and Albie, you are standing with your hand out. As far as you have seen, Albie, you put your hand out. You think you might have even made contact, and suddenly Kevin isn't in front of you. All right, what do we do?
Okay, I sort of shake out of my trance, and I think I was sort of lurching forward, so I kind of fall forward on my face, and it snaps me out of it. And I'm like, "We gotta run!"
Yeah.
And then I start running back in the back left where Casper was pointing.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna. Guys, does anybody have a toy or something distractible? We need to just get it. This baby is Kevin.
Kevin is crawling towards you.
I have my ace.
Great. Throw it. Away from us.
But it's my winning ace.
This is a big win for us if this works.
I'll play the ace.
Goodness.
I turn the ace into a little,
origami.
To like an origami paper airplane. And I...
Can you roll a dex? I just want to see the quality of this origami.
Yeah. 17, 18,
19, 20, 21. Wow, you do a good job. This is the best thing Stir Fry has ever done. It looks really nice. You can like pull the tail and its wings flap. Like, yeah. It's really nice.
Well, here goes nothing. Bye, Ace.
Because it is so well constructed, it seems it really like gently glides on the air and it goes exactly where you want it to go. Where did you want to make this go?
Here's what I wanted to do. I wanted it to fly a loop around Kevin. And then have it go in the opposite direction.
Okay.
He's really good at it.
Look, you did a really good job with it. Can you just roll another, like an acrobatics or like a sleight of hand?
Yeah, sure. I got good at that shit, dude. My sleight of hand's +7. You want me to roll it?
Yeah, roll your sleight of hand. Let's see if you can make this happen.
20.
Oh, wow. You throw an ace of spades card, which you have origamied into a swan?
Paper airplane.
Oh, paper airplane.
But let's say I gave it a little head, and let's say the head looks like mine.
Great. It's a little head that looks like yours. You throw it. It gently glides exactly where you want it to go. It goes right towards Kevin. It catches Kevin's eye. You can see his giant yolk-like pupils sort of moving around. It's almost like a lava lamp, like how his pupils move around in his eyes. It catches it. His pupils change into the shape of this paper airplane themselves. The paper airplane, as if caught on a beautiful breeze, just slowly banks left around him. His eyes follow it. It slowly, beautifully circles his body one time, and then keeps going off to the right. He coos and sort of begins to follow the paper airplane. His little hands start to reach out. They're conjured out of his body, and they start to reach out at the paper airplane. They're reaching for it, but he never quite gets it. Every time he takes a swipe at it, it actually creates a little breeze that keeps it going just a little bit
just a little bit further. He follows it. It goes into the thick brush of the woods, and Kevin goes off into the rest of the woods. We turn back to our heroes, who stand slack-jawed and dumbstruck. They all turn quietly, mouths agape, to look at Stir Fry.
Look, everyone. I can fly.
You guys collect yourself on the road in the woods. You've been running for easily the last 30 minutes. I mean, just 30 minutes is a lot of running. You've, like, lost the pace a little bit, but you are far enough. You've put enough distance between yourself and Kevin that Casper feels comfortable stopping you guys and having sort of a moment. Okay, we did it. But you see why I was just stuck in the house.
No, I see. I'm sorry. You know, for a second there, I felt like I was connecting with it.
Okay.
You know, I had that feeling as well. Whenever I was on our friend when he was in his horse form, and it looked out to me as though...
I'm still in my horse form.
I was just explaining that. Actually, you know, I looked at it, and it looked at me, and it had a sense of inevitability to the moment. And I said, you know what? You and I, we are connected by some terrible force, and I must give in to it.
How did it get away from me?
Huh.
I think, you know, it moved so strangely and, like, it's, you know, sometimes it was fast and sometimes it was slow. It seemed like it just, like, blinked away. I think it could just do that if it wanted to.
Yeah, it was just gone all of a sudden.
Yeah, did you guys see that? It was there one time and then it was just in a different place, right?
Also, when that happened, there was like a distinct moment where I felt like I wasn't Bello and I was just a horse.
Yeah, what's that about?
That reminds me, Flip Cup, I lent you the Ace of Spades from my deck of
Flip
cards.
Cup?
Sorry,
guys, do we have Flip Cup?
So let me
yes, try Flip Cup's in my little pocket. Hello, Flip Cup.
Let me just try it again. That was, all right.
Wait, do we have Peepus?
I thought we left Peepus with...
on the ground.
Guys, I don't think you have Peepus. This is the Dungeon Master talking to you here. This is not... Casper just... I don't do a character voice for, so I gotta differentiate. Yeah, Peepus is... a baby somewhere.
Oh, no.
All right, that's a one shot for the patrons. the search for Peepus,
or the dark fate of a neglected child. We don't know.
We'll figure it out when we play together.
Poopus grew up just with a giant heart for a mom, so maybe this is fine.
Poopus didn't grow up very well, though.
Yeah, maybe Kevin will raise Poopus.
Oh, God.
What a happy family.
Anyway, so Peepus is not with you. He's gone. Hmm. Peepus has been left somewhere. And so Casper sort of, he takes all of you guys in. I am sorry. I know I just met you. What the hell was that? When I say run... That is not, it's not a convoluted situation you need to get yourselves into.
All right,
it's
Casper.
Not like a slap. No! I just said, you could have died.
I don't have muscles.
And I tried to, and I shot myself in the foot.
Also, if we ran, we didn't, every time we ran, we didn't get away. We didn't get away until Stir Fry over here made origami. You didn't yell at us to make origami, dude.
Yeah. Remember, it was just Stir Fry's idea to do it, and then he did it. And that was smart. Really good job, Stir Fry.
Thank you, Cordelia. Yeah. And Casper, with all due respect, this band of friends has gone up against quite a number of foes these past 2 days, and we've always come out on top.
I don't care.
Hey, what the... What? Huh?
I'm sorry.
Huh?
You seem fine. All of you seem fine.
Apology accepted.
You need to listen to me when I tell you that.
Oh, don't quantify your apology or it's not a real apology.
Frederick.
Mr. Bonesby.
Yeah, shut up.
You're going to have to rack up another
sorry
for
that
one.
Shut
the fuck up. Oh, my.
Sorry, I'm in a lot of pain and would you quantify
we need to,
my...
Well, let's figure this out, yes. I don't mean to scold you guys. Fuck off. I'm talking to the skeleton man now.
Well, careful.
You did nothing.
I don't think he knows who I am.
I don't. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, that's right. He's from another dimension.
I wish you'd stop saying that, Frederick. And as I'm...
You tripped in a field and almost got us all killed. You did nothing.
I'm holding Cordelia's foot and I'm trying to bandage it with leaves.
If anyone wants to yell at me, the little crow, you can yell at me. You had a good idea. And you know what? Thank you. I had not thought to do something like that.
Cordelia told me to throw something, and so I threw what I had.
Well, then Cordelia, thank you. The two of you, great.
Oh, I think I...
Wait, hold up. Stir Fry is puffed with a feeling he has never felt before. He has been given positive reinforcement by one person.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you very much. That's awful kind of you. And you know, Mr. DeBones...
Stir Fry, he wasn't kind to me.
Yes, I... yes, of course.
Oh.
Right. Sorry.
Okay,
While this is happening, Bello unhorses himself.
Oh,
and,
Jesus.
Yeah. And,
tell us how.
Tell us everything.
Basically, it's like I remain four limbs on the ground. I just, like, sort of melt back into human shape.
So mm-hmm. By the time you're done, I'm just draped over yeah. you on all yeah. fours.
And then
you're quite a bit bigger than him, too, so yeah. you're...
yeah. So I quite easily get out from under you, and then I cast Cure Wounds on your foot.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a catch.
Okay.
Casper, where are the rest of our brothers and sisters?
They left.
They left or they were taken?
They left on their own. Everyone's okay. Only you were dead. And I know you're alive and you've been alive the whole time, but to me... You have been dead. To the entire family, you have been dead.
Well, wasn't anyone going to come look for me?
In the Forbidden Zone. I don't understand why. It seems like, yes, I should have.
Yeah.
I'm confused by it. It feels like it wasn't the last 2 years haven't been my choice. It seems like I would have gone to look for you. My behavior the last 2 years, it's as if you were fine, but you were dead. I don't know. We did have a funeral, though, so I thought you were
you
dead.
You had a funeral?
We were mourning you. We were very sad.
What kind of flowers?
I don't know.
Cordelia.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Sorry. I just was curious.
Hey,
I grew up in a forest.
Casper, can you give us, like the key features of the Forbidden Zone? What's its deal? Like, what's its vibe?
Forbidden. I'm not trying to be glib. I don't know. I've never been there
because
I'm not a fool.
So take me through what happened the day you say I left for the Forbidden Zone.
It's like a happy, and I don't mean this meanly, but the memory is like a happy one, and I don't understand why you left for the Forbidden Zone. I remember you leaving. Mom and Dad left with you willingly to take you there, which makes no sense, but I haven't thought about it.
And then they came back without me?
Yes.
And what did they say? Anything?
That you went to the Forbidden Zone. The memory is hazy and doesn't make sense to me now that I'm examining it. But I haven't thought about it.
You haven't thought about why I've been gone for 2 years.
I don't know why. I am also confused by that.
I want to punch you in the face.
Don't.
Do it. Albie, it seems like the man is cursed.
Albie, not worth it.
Have we ever thought about this? Could you be cursed? Are you cursed?
Maybe he's cursed. Maybe he's just my jerk brother. And he deserves a punch in the face.
I am your jerk brother.
Yeah.
But this goes beyond jerk.
Kind of not wholeheartedly jab at you.
He does the circle below the hip thing.
And I look at it.
All right. He's like, well, now I get one on you.
Ugh, fine.
I'm not going to do it, though.
Oh, man, you really are
I upset. Thought you were dead.
Are we walking? I heard something about a delighted wife.
Yes. Okay, we need to go. That's the tavern. I didn't... You laugh all you want. I didn't name it. It's... I didn't!
I'm free of. You can't judge me for it. I'm not the person who named it.
I think a pleased husband must have named it, if I had to guess.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I don't think it's the husband that's pleased if it's the wife that's well, been like, delighted.
Like self-satisfied, you know, like proud.
Unless he's been proud of his own horns, I wouldn't imagine. If his wife is pleased, it's probably a different figure creating the pleasure.
I don't know who named the delighted wife.
I'm assuming a cackled.
It could have just been another delighted wife, okay?
Well, when we get there, I'm sure we can ask the proprietor what the backstory of the delighted wife is.
Let's make a mental note to do this. When we get there, let's ask the owner what the backstory is. I'm very proud.
Our mom and dad, 2 days ago, were abducted. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know who did it. But they were taken. And I heard, as they were taken, I heard someone mention the delighted wife, that they were taking them to the delighted wife. The delighted wife, the delighted wife. Get it out of your system. The delighted wife.
I'm not reacting to this.
I'm looking at Stir Fry when I say that.
Every time he says delighted wife, Stir Fry ruffles his feathers like,
So they were taken by, like, people and not like a flesh wound monster.
No, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
They were taken by people. I heard somebody mention the delighted wife, which I know. I have been to the Soaking Valley. Me and my friends went to the Soaking Valley.
You did not.
We did go to this. I mean, I know about the delighted wife. I know it's in the Soaking Valley.
Okay, sure.
I know I'm not supposed to go there, but we did go there.
Yeah, you. That's what I mean. You're just.
You're a bad boy, aren't you?
He's not. That's the thing. He wants you to think he's a bad boy.
I could be. You don't know. You don't know anything about me.
What, are you flirting with my friend right now?
Oh, no.
No, please.
Am I? No.
Go for it.
Stop.
He's, like, hyper-available.
It's clear that there's nobody in this guy's life.
Except
actually, there is someone in my life, and his name is Mr. DeBonesby, and he takes care of me. So, papa to you, poo-poo.
Thank you.
So, I heard people taking our parents. I went after them, and that thing was in the yard. It chased me, and it seemed to single out me. I don't know why. They got away, and I've been stuck in the house trying to get out ever since. But now that I'm out, we can go to the Delighted Wife in the Soaking Valley and find out what's going on.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that I insinuated that you weren't trying.
I have been trying very hard. By the way, I'm starving. There was no food in the house.
Well.
I'm actually pretty hungry.
Well. It looks like Stir Fry again must save the day. Do we have time to cook?
Yeah, you can cook. What do you mean, do we have time to cook?
I don't know. Kevin's out there somewhere. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kevin is out there. You should be aware of that.
All right. What food do we got?
Why don't we... I'm very hungry. I'm not hungry enough to risk it. Why don't we just go to Soaking Valley?
Okay, but I want to cook for you later. I think you're going to like my food.
Okay.
You guys are going to go on a date.
I'll check your food out.
Okay, cool. And I'll cook it for you. Just let me know what you like and we'll do it.
So we'll go to Soaking Valley.
Okay.
You should try his stir fry.
It's his favorite. He always called me Stir Fry because it was always what he wanted to eat. That's why my name is Stir Fry. You see, the Kenku, we often our names are what we repeat. Before I could speak, of course, I could only repeat.
He turns to look at Bello. I'm sorry, so you can like turn into a horse?
I could turn into like a couple things. It just in that moment, horse was the like most useful.
That was Albie gulping.
I can also become like a mule, but that's not as a...
Why would you?
Yeah, I mean, there could be times, but not then.
Yeah,
not
with there that could
baby.
Be times.
Stir Fry looks at makes eye contact with Cordelia and sort of points out that both Albie and Casper are both like looking at Bella with sort of like interest and be like,
I'm nodding.
I can become like a badger. I can become a cat. I can become like a spider.
Casper takes in Albie while this is happening. He like clocks the reaction Albie is having.
Albie is just like, she doesn't even know she's nodding in like a dreamy way.
Albie, I'm sorry. Can we have just one more? Can we talk to you privately?
Yeah. What?
He pulls you over, off to the side of the road. No.
Yes.
No.
What? Maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
What are you even talking about?
He's
dumb.
I don't.
I can tell from the way he talks that he's dumb.
Why does it matter if he's dumb? Why?
Because you're smart.
To him, me about anything about him.
Don't do. I know. I know. You know why I'm saying it.
Oh, like you don't ever like dumb things?
Of course I like dumb things. I'm dumber than you. You are smarter than me. I admire that you're smarter than me.
You never said that before.
Well, you weren't dead before.
Okay, well, I'm not dead now. I don't know. Lay off. I'm not. What? I'm just looking at a guy who can turn into a horse.
Okay, well, just look.
Like, as if you've never written diary entries about what that could possibly be like.
It's a journal.
Okay, so same difference.
And yes, I have,
yeah,
but not about a horse.
Okay, well, story for another time.
Will you, what? Just please.
What? Don't have interests that aren't the same as yours?
They're not the same as my, what? No, that's not what's happening here.
Okay, well, then
I'm just saying, come on, be smart.
Albie just kind of grumbles and play punches him in the face again.
I have a real punch ready to go. I can punch you at any time.
I can take it.
You can?
Yeah.
He does a real, he's like going to go for it. He's really frustrated and he has been like jostled around a little today. What's your armor
16.
Class? 16. He just fucking whiffs it.
Can I catch it?
Yeah, yeah, you can catch it.
Okay, I catch it.
Fuck!
I razz him. Hey!
I saw it, that.
Cordelia, what's up?
I fucking saw that.
I had the free punch.
What do you mean you had the
he does,
free
punch? He does the thing. He does like the little circle
shit.
Thing but below his waist. Not a lot for you.
I definitely
wait,
look.
Wait,
what are we all looking at?
This thing. And every single one of them looks at it.
Doggone it.
What is it?
It means I get a free punch for you.
What yeah. I'm looking at?
If you look at the circle and I trick you into looking at the circle, I get to hit you.
Bello runs over. Hey. Guys, stop fighting each other. Also, I didn't finish telling you the things I can turn into. I can turn into, like, a weasel. I can turn into a giant weasel.
He gestures to Albie. Like, look, I'm just doing it in front of him. He doesn't even notice.
Albie's gesturing right
I can turn into a big beetle.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. What's up, man?
I thought we were hanging out.
Come on.
What is your problem?
No.
You do this all the time.
I do. Well,
every single time.
For 2 years, it's all pent up.
Can we be walking and bickering?
Yeah, we are walking and bickering.
Oh, my God, you're right.
He, like, looks over it. You, like, look down and you're like, the background's been moving. Looks over at Bella. What's up, man?
No, sorry. I just, like, your sister's cool. I thought you'd be cool, too.
You think I'm cool?
Yeah, sure. You're my friend.
Surprising myself, I look at Stir Fry to be like, mm-hmm.
And now Stir Fry goes,
and then I regret looking a little bit, but I'm still glad I had
somebody. No, we're friends. We're friends.
Damn it.
How old are you? He's looking at Bello.
I'm 20.
Okay, well, there it is.
What does that mean?
It's he's 20.
So? Some of us are 18 and some of us are 20.
And some of us are 35.
You're 35?
Yeah.
Right on.
I make eyes. I make eyes at Casper.
What?
And then I nod towards Cordelia.
Oh. And then I saw that, and I was like, "That's okay."
Yeah, and then Casper sees that too. Let's just go.
We're walking.
Casper. Okay,
Casper, Albie's brother.
Yeah.
Can you guess how old I am?
A million.
That's close. Can you guess what this is?
He doesn't. Wait, hold on. Give me a. He makes it. What would this be? This is a wisdom savings. Yeah. I'm going to make a wisdom.
Bello definitely looks.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to give that attempt.
I made this. I did the thing. Branson didn't look at it.
Yeah.
You didn't catch me, and I'm going to put my intel. I'm going to give myself average intelligence, so I'm going to say a 10. I'm going to have to. He has to beat a 10 here.
Uh-huh.
Fucking whoops, he looks directly into it.
Gotcha, bitch.
Okay, but you took a swing you didn't earn, so that's it now.
Take a swing, I rolled a 10.
Alright, you miss.
Oh, darn it. Well, there's always the rest of our lives. Try again. And he just turns around. Walks away.
He, I would say, is not exactly my friend.
I'm 92.
Okay, Casper is frustrated. He's a little heated.
And he just keeps walking with you guys.
How far is the Soaking Valley?
Oh my god. What? What do you mean? You gotta hear what you're doing.
That's a fair question. How far is it?
No, I know. The question, the text on paper, yes. How far is the Soaking? I don't know. It's probably 2-3 miles. We're cresting the hill now, and then we're going to be on the edge of the Soaking Valley.
Oh, okay. That's all. I didn't know if it was like a 3-day journey, dude.
It's not. That's fine. If you're mad at me, that's fine. I have not been nice. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that your parents got taken away and there was a giant monster in your yard.
This is it. Don't say it like that.
They're my parents, too.
Guys, I think we're all just hungry.
I offered to cook, but everyone seems to hate me.
Oh,
Starfry, we don't hate you. You saved our lives.
Thank you.
Beware of those affirming words.
He,
eating them up.
Stir-fry, as you guys, Stir-fry, you're not cooking, but you are fishing.
Yes, you've caught me.
As you guys talk, Casper stops about 20 feet behind everybody. He's exhausted. He's red in the face. He bends over and he puts his hands on his knees as he catches his breath. He takes a deep breath. He seems frustrated, but he's about to speak. He puts his hands on his temples when something small moves out of the brush. Seems to be a bird, but it's a little too small and its wings aren't flapping. It moves in front of Casper's face and he looks around. What the fuck is that? What's going on? As his eyes focus in on it, he realizes it's not a bird at all. In fact, it's not organic. It's a small paper airplane. Gently floats right in front of him, in between you and him, and
I gasp and grab Elby's arm.
Horrible sound that you are unfortunately familiar with. A giant sack of kebbin tears through the side of the forest.
Oh, my piece of space.
Casper!
While you do that, what? As that happens, unfortunately, the hand you had been reaching for reaches out and touches Casper. There's no roll to make here. This is just what happens. Casper is ripped inside out with a scream. Kevin is now right behind you guys. Casper is, extremely dead.
Casper!
Shit!
Run! Casper! No,
Albie!
No, no,
Albie!
No,
come on!
No, no,
Albie,
no, no,
come on!
No, no, no!
I'm pulling Albie.
Run! I jump and start flipping in front just to keep moving.
Kevin seems to be not, like, paying attention to you guys. Right now, he is just sort of, like, he's absorbing Casper into himself. Like, he's got a bunch of little hands. They're, like, picking him up and sort of pulling them into themselves. And as he does this, Casper's voice does start to sort of blend a little bit with this baby, with Kevin's voice, so it goes from this, like, hell yeah. You hear sort of a, like, you hear Casper's voice sort of coming out of this baby and blending with the baby coos that it's been making.
No!
You guys are putting distance between yourself and Kevin, it sounds like.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, Casper! Guys,
it's okay, it's okay.
See? No, it's not okay!
This isn't our reality.
Him.
This isn't our reality.
Yes, it is, it's real! I saw him, I can hear
you're
him.
Dead to him! You're dead to him here. There's another reality. We'll find it. Come on.
Casper's voice, as it blends with the baby, it does go from screaming to... It is a gentler sound the more that the two blend. If anyone who glances back, you'll notice that the shape of the baby begins changing a little bit, and it's not baby arms coming out of it so much, but fawn limbs are emerging from this from Kevin now instead of baby limbs.
I hate this. I hate this so much.
Albie passes out.
Okay.
Fair, yeah.
I can pick you up.
Without thinking, without even occurring to you that you've been running this far, you put a clean mile in between you and this thing pretty easily. Ugh. All right, you're running up and up and up the hill. You can't breathe. Your lungs feel like they're about to explode when finally, some small amount of relief, you crest the hill and you look down to see Soaking Valley.
But it doesn't seem to be following us.
We thought it wasn't following us before.
Well, yeah. It was following the thing.
Mr. DeBonesby, let's run into town, you freak.
You see signs that it's like
we could. I think we could just...
Mr. DeBonesby, you want to get a new cloak? Go into town.
You see signs that it's like Soaking Valley, right ahead, Soaking Valley. If you lived here, you'd be home by now.
I think we could do a brisk walk at this point.
Mr. DeBonesby, for once, trust me. Run back, run into town.
All right, let's keep jogging. And I
Jesus Christ!
I kick up my bony arms and I keep running.
You run down the hill into the open arms of the Soaking Valley. You see buildings all around you, of all different ages. Most of them seem relatively new. No building here seems more than 50 years old. A lot of them are haphazardly put together. There's wood, there's stone, there's mud, and to be honest, one of these buildings seems like it's built entirely out of dried shit. It smells like it, and you know, you're moving fast. You're not hanging around to figure out what that building's made out of. There are all sorts of people, some big, some small, many old, many young, hell, many in the middle. There's a lot of people here. You can hear the sounds of arm snapping and arm wrestling contests, the gentle spray of blood hitting your face as meat is chopped and arms are ripped out of their sockets. You hear the sound of wagon wheels being pulled down the cobblestone streets by disobedient donkeys. Little kids hit those wooden hoops with wooden sticks. Little kids steal money out of each other's pockets. You hear a little newsie shouting, "Extry, extry, read all about it. Crime in the Soaking Valley at an all-time high." Nobody buys it because that's not news.
Are there folk about?
Oh, there's all sorts of folk about. There are more folk than you have seen since since Polaris University disappeared. There are folk of all sorts of species and stripe. There's humans. There's you usually don't see many elves, but you see dwarves. You see a lot. There's a huge orc presence in this town, but there's also a lot of relatively exotic species. There's you see three Kenku walking in a row in this town. You see rat people. You see all manner of thing. You see one guy with a head made of cloud.
Sick.
I point to him, the Kenku. Kenku!
The Kenku looks back at you and says, "Kenku!" Exactly like you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've missed my type.
After following signs for what feels like forever, you finally find it. The Delighted Wife. From the outside, you can hear pleasant, rowdy piano music playing inside. You swing the door open and you're suddenly greeted with dozens and dozens of people inside of the Delighted Wife drinking. It's a ribald scene. You have orcs, heavy with muscles. A centaur on top of the bar doing a song and dance routine. You can hear the music. You see a bartender covered in scars. All at once, everybody looks at you. Every single eye in the Delighted Wife is on you. Nobody is smiling. Slowly, people start to reach for their swords as the door gently closes behind you.
Ha ha, yes. Quite the rude tale indeed. That was Ally Fisher as Cordelia, Carly Monardo as Albie, Christopher Hastings as Frederick DeBonesby, Tim Platt as Stir Fry, Joe Lepore as Bellow, and Branson Reese as everything and everyone else. Rude Tales of Magic is produced by Taylor Moore at Fortunate Horse. He sounds nice. See you next time, weary traveler, when you most desire even more Rude Tales of Magic.
In the early 21st century, magic reawakened on Earth, and alongside it a new human race with orcs, elves, trolls, dwarves, and others. Humanity became meta-humanity. As technology proliferated and greatly advanced in the awakened world, global megacorporations seized ever more power, becoming de facto states with their own laws, courts, and armed forces. The corporations attempt to control all aspects of modern life. This has led to a vast and complex criminal underground which works for and against corporate interests. The independent career criminals who do what others can't or won't are called Shadowrunners. The year is 2101. Welcome to Fun City.
Friends, hello, my name is Mike Rignetta, and I'm the GM for a TTRPG actual play podcast called Fun City, which takes place in a post-climate disaster New York City in the year 2101. In our game, a group of friends who live on a boat do their best to get by in the magical, technologically advanced, corporate-controlled future. We accompany them as they cast spells, hack computer systems, get into, and hopefully out of, all kinds of trouble.
His subconscious mind pushes you away. Doesn't even know how much, just sort of hits you with, like, the levitation spell.
She sees a perfect opportunity to do what she calls a clam flip. So she jumps in the air, does a tuck, and she really sits on him. She goes, ooh, when she lands.
Do not ask where the money comes from, my friend. Because let me tell you something. Anybody with this much money, we don't get it in nice ways. You know what I mean?
Typhoon casts concealment on the boat.
We got two drinks. Yep. We got juice boxes and, of course, milk.
You got anything funny in that arm?
TK pops it open and pulls out a pair of socks. TK, like, unrolls them and stretches them a little bit and doesn't break eye contact.
Whatever they are paying you, it's not worth it.
You can find Fun City wherever you listen to podcasts and on Twitter at Fun City Ventures. Artemis, what's the population of New York City?
The current population of Manhattan is estimated at 2.2 million, but the corporate arcologies keep their population data private. The outer boroughs have not participated in an officially recognized census since...
Okay, blah, 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 blah. Doom and gloom, apocalypse, archipelago. I get it. So anyways, I trained her to everyone's
playing
voice.
Doom and Gloom Archipelago from your Spotify.
That was a HeadGum podcast.